You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
The reflection passage for today is taken from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 1 to 8. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who shall prepare your way? The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And there went out to him all the country of Judea and all the people of Jerusalem, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair and had a leather girdle around his waist and ate locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, "After me comes he who is mightier than I, the thong of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In this passage today, Mark, the apostle, is trying to remind us of the good news. The good news that Jesus, who is the Christ, the Anointed One, the Son of God, is here. And he has arrived. In the Old Testament, God's people failed many times in trying to be faithful in following the Lord. But then he did not give up on his people, and he promised that one day a son of David, an anointed one, will come to restore his people back to their rightful place. He is meant to bring us back to God. And the Gospel of Mark begins announcing that truth, that Jesus is the one that we're waiting for. But at the same time, it reminds us of the prophet Isaiah, who mentions to us that when the Lord comes, there will be someone who will prepare the way for him. And here we see John the Baptizer doing exactly that, calling people to repentance because the Lord is coming. And he invites us to reflect that as we repent from our sins, the one who is coming is greater than him because he will baptize in the Holy Spirit. In this Advent season, we are given an opportunity to respond again to John the Baptizer, who this time is reminding us that the best way to prepare for the coming of the Lord is to turn away from our sins, to reform our lives, and to be prepared for his coming into our lives. We are doing it now in the way we try to be faithful disciples because the Lord has indeed entered into our life through the Holy Spirit. But at the same time, we're constantly turning away from sin because we are preparing for his coming when he will come again to judge the living and the dead. In this reflection today, I'd like to invite us to again look at our lives and imagine John the Baptizer speaking this message to us. Repent, for the Lord is here. I am preparing his way. Change your life. As we imagine that, let's look at our lives today with great soberness, but at the same time, a deep desire to change, because as we change, we are more ready to meet the Lord and to have him welcome us in his kingdom. May this reflection encourage us today to be faithful disciples as we prepare for the coming of the Lord. God bless us.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.